right, this is the month of Shvat, the month of Aquarius. I'm sure you know the two letters that control this month. Hard to see them. It looks like the flag of Israel. I like it. All right. So we have the letter Tzadik for Aquarius and the letter Bet for Saturn. What does that mean? Well, right now, Saturn is sitting heavy. What does it mean sitting heavy? Saturn is sitting heavy where? In Capricorn. All right? So Saturn is in Capricorn for another 2 years. What does that mean? Everybody becomes serious about the bad thing they do or about the good thing they do. So if you do bad thing, let's say you're lazy, you become a serious lazy person. You understand? You become better lazy. You become better at what you do bad. If you're good in business, you become better at what you do in business. So it depends what shift you take in with your personality. All right? So, but right now, we're shifting into Aquarius. We're shifting into a new sign. What happened in the sky? The two things you have to look at the sky is Jupiter and Mars. Jupiter right now is in Scorpio for a long time, my dear friend, 11 months. 11 months. Mars for a while, but Jupiter is the thing I want to talk about. Jupiter is a big planet. Scorpio is intensity. Jupiter is all about thinking big. Jupiter is bravery. Scorpio, unfortunately, or fortunately, it's bravery too. Two of them together is I'm going to talk about everything on my mind and I'm holding nothing back. And when Jupiter going to Scorpio and you have Saturn is in Capricorn, that's combination called the punishment. It's called the punishment time. Punishment time, I want to punish the people who hurt me. I want to punish the people that took from me. Okay? It's also Scorpio in the area of sexuality. So it becomes Jupiter in the area of sexuality. So that's why a lot of sex things coming out on the news. Because everybody want to talk in the name of this. So every day there is something else. Every day. Every day there is another destruction. And it's not stopping. And the people who are destroying right now the bad, they are not talking about how can we build good. You go on the news, you go on the paper, you go on everything you do. Okay, we remove this priest, we remove this rabbi, we destroy this organization. Now what do? Ah, feel much better. Now let's smoke a cigar. What, for destroying? There's nothing happened. That's how you know you worship the klipot. So you got to build something. Now because we're walking into the month of Aquarius, which is a very powerful month, and I'm going to explain it. It's written here. That this name, okay, is coming from this month. This is a powerful name that's controlling this month. It's a sequence that when you look at that, okay, when you look at that name, it's activating force of freedom. But what kind of freedom? Let's explain it. And it says like that. Imlich ot tzadik beleita. He said the letter tzadik that we saw before has to do with chewing the food. Kashar lo keter, he put a crown on it. Tzar bo bdli. You call it Aquarius. Shevet Bashana and the stomach in your belly. That's how it starts. Now, what is Mazal Dli? What is the sign of Aquarius? It says that the Mazal Aquarius, if you look at the Mazal, it's called Dli. Dli means a bucket. Dli in English means translate into Aquarius. But the truth, the name of the sign is bucket. That's how they call it. Bucket. Like the bucket that you carry water with. Now, when you say bucket in Hebrew, it's called dli. Dli has within it the word dal. Dal means poor. Dalet lamed is also delet. You know, you create a door for yourself. You either can become poor, or either you're opening a door to your next level. How do you open a door to the next level? You have to get into a place that you understand you have nothing. You got to get to that understanding. You have to be like, things are not working on the direction that I want them to work. So when you get to an area, I don't know if you ever get to that place in your life where nothing works in your life. Not the money, not the relationship, not the health, nothing. Zero result. And at that moment, you celebrate and you say, now I'm opening the door to the next level. Things start to open up. But if you have two choices now. If you get depressed, which is normally what people do, They get depressed, they get lazy. Because laziness and depression, same thing, by the way. Same. If you read the book of Rabbi Moshe Chaim Lotzato from 500 years ago, or if you read any psychology book, laziness, depression, same thing. Same exact thing. So you got to be careful. Once you get lazy, depression is the next thing. And then it's catch 22. You cannot get out of it. The depression will tell you to sit at home. The laziness gets you to depression. And then what's the solution Rabbi Moshe Chaim Luzzatto say to do? What to do? Get out of the house for no reason. Just get out. Start walking. Where? I don't care. Just walk. Get out. Until the body get back to itself, and then you wake up and the depression will leave you. This month can kick out depression. That's why people in the sign of Aquarius normally happy. They're fun to be with. Okay? When it's come to commitment, there's a different story, but it's fun to be with them. You know, commitment, relationship, they're not very successful in that area. Actually, most of them usually get divorced. 90% divorce in Aquarius sign, unfortunately. Unfortunately. Because it's not because they're bad, they're very good people. They love everybody. So they cannot love one person. How can you love one person? They love them all. I love them all. Why should I love only you? I love everybody. Don't tell me who to love. I love everybody. So because they share themselves with everybody, it's just beautiful. They can't fit. They can't fit with that physical universe. The physical universe has a condition. And then their ego get in, you know, after they realize, I can do whatever I want, I can be with everybody. Then the ego come in. When the ego come in, the divine leaving them. And then the ego come in that they think they're special. So they become rebellious. And they become rebellious against everything. And that's very sad. So that's why we are now, in the next 10 months, my dear friend, you're going to feel you want to tell the truth. But when you tell the truth, what do you do with that? Say the truth, no problem. Speak my mind. You know, people say, speak my mind. I have to tell you, now I have three teenagers in the house, right? You know what it feels like, right? I have to do a voting. I told you this on Shabbat. We have to vote for my decision, right? I mean, if my father would move me with his left eye, you know, to the room. You know, I mean, it's like this. That's mean go, disappear. You disappear. Now in the voting, it's Los Angeles time. You understand, it's not easy. Okay, can I vote? Every week we have a leader in my family. It's not a secret. Who is the leader this week? That's how it starts, Sunday. Who is the leader? Well, we have to vote for the leader. They didn't vote me yet, by the way. It's already 3 weeks. Nothing. Mogi themselves, they're controlling. So, teenager is Aquarius. You want to understand Aquarius? Look at a teenager. Break the rules. But teenager, ready to sacrifice themselves for society. They want to do something that break the rules, but society will benefit. It's okay to break the rules. It's okay to go crazy. It's okay to go out of the limitation. But how? What do you need to do that everybody else will get it? It can't just me. I was the one who break the rules. The angel of this month, don't forget. And I continue. It says like that. How do you make sure that you get the benefit from Aquarius and not the disease, not the negativity? So it say, if you take spirituality, like we do tonight, you take spirituality. And when you take the spirituality, you start using spirituality as a life changer. You don't use spirituality as an information. You use spirituality as, I'm studying now, I'm taking note, I'm practice from tomorrow, and you all from tonight. And that's my beginning of my spirituality. If you just understand my lecture, you lost everything. If you don't commit now, this second, what is the new thing you're going to adopt? Tonight, it's over. There is no door open. There is dal. Dal means poor. You're poor of knowledge, poor of money, poor of success. That's why this month is so powerful. That's why this month is a revolutionary. It's for people who don't want to be lazy. It's for people who go out of their way to create things. Dli. The whole idea of the bucket, which means the bucket is like the vessel. How big is your vessel? How big is your container? How big is your desire? You just want to hear a compliment about what you did yesterday and finish there? Or you want to say, I want more. I want more. Some people come to me with those stupid verse, they're using the Torah sometimes. So they take a verse from the Mishnah and say, the Mishnah said, you should be satisfied with a small portion. They didn't even understand the section. Small portion. So God is waiting with $1 billion for you. And you said, I'm going to be okay with small portion. What about the Creator? He's waiting for you. for billion hours of love, for billions dollars, for billion hours of health, for billion second of moment of that you love yourself. No, I don't want to receive it. That's the bucket, my friend. That's why this month is the month of the bucket. Do you have the bucket? How do you build the bucket? Good. So the idea is, it's go like that. The water within the bucket, tell us Bnei Sasser, this Kabbalist, this amazing Kabbalist, is the water of spirituality. What do you, how do you get your bucket fulfilled? You can fill up your bucket with potential thing. People love to get credit from their potential. Many people, you know, in LA, by the way, that disease is in LA. So in New York, if you do it, they will laugh at you. If you ever move to New York, don't ever say that in 2 months, they will laugh at you. In New York, you talk after you did it. You can only talk about the past. In LA, if you sit in those coffee, 2 hours, plug, water with lemon, you know, and whatever, yeah, sitting there, everybody talk about the future. That's how you know there is a problem. So why you tell me about the future? You ever did anything? No. But let me tell you, I'm building a startup. Everybody building a startup. Don't you know it by now? Startup. What is the startup you're building? I don't know yet, but I'm building something. I'm telling you, I'm helping so many people getting out of college. Genius. Kids, genius. They can change the entire world. I said, whatever you do, do me a favor. No more water with lemon. They come to me as a coach. I said, no more water with lemon. No more come with the plug ready. Come like you're not ready to get the plug. Come like that you have no other choice, so you have to do it. But don't come ready to sit there. Because that's mean already that you programmed your brain to receive less. When you have the bucket, fill the bucket, not with potential, with the actual thing you already did. All the great thing you did, all the spiritual thing you did, all the transformation you did with your personality, not potential. People want to get credit for their potential. How sad. How sad. Tomorrow, I will teach you how to fly. Huh? Feel great. I already feel great. You like me already? What a great manipulation. But I don't know how to fly. And I can't teach you how to fly. Why would you give me credit for that? That's how it works. That's how it works. So remember, in this month, what you want to do, remove the dark side, like the Zohar said. How do you remove the dark side? By looking at the thing you already did. Make a list. Don't be ashamed. Be proud of yourself. An ego that comes because of things that you might do in the future is a bad ego. Ego that comes about real things you did in the past, it's not a bad ego. You should say it. Because maybe somebody will learn something from it. Unfortunately, you know, I talked to, maybe she listened to me now, from a lady, one of the sweetest lady I ever talked to from Chicago today. And she was hard on herself, beating herself up. I said, who told you that? Give me the list of all the good things you did. There's endless list. So how can you beat yourself up? My teacher told me this, told me that, told me. I said, I told you. He said, it's from the light. I said, take a stick, beat him up, and say, I felt it from the light too. What is wrong with people today? What is wrong in the name of God to go beat people up? What's going to be with her? Thank God, I mean, coincidentally, her friend told her to call Eliyahu. She didn't want to continue to be alive. What is this? In the name of the Lord, in the name of God, be ashamed. Why should I be ashamed? Did I accomplish a few things? Be proud. Be ashamed to present things that might relate to your future. We don't mention future. We might say, we try to work on the Tikkun HaZohar. I was telling you 6 months, we're working on it. But I also make fun of myself. I said, it's not working. I try. You know, the book, we're working on it. This, we're working on it. You know, but thank God. Thank God. We're coming. This project, the books is out. This is out. This is out. That's how it works, guys. Let your action witness your behavior. Not your words on the future should be the one. Because your bucket that called deadly, You got to fill that bucket with always water of spirituality that will lead you to make a difference. Because otherwise, if you look at the letter, if you look at the letter, you will see that this letter, Tzav, Tzadik Bet, if you turn them around, it will be bots. Bots mean mud. 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 This month, you can choose. Either you have full control over Saturn, full control over Aquarius, or, I have to tell you, I'm so sorry, it will change. And it will be a bots. And that's a Shevet, or Shvat. Shvat, you know, or Shevet means a tribe. Shevet is also the stick that you hit the animal with when you want the animal to move on. It's called Shevet. Shevet. So this month, either slapped you to move, to change, to transform, or either you build a tribe, you build a group of people to make a difference. This is really, guys, this is what it's all about. We have in front of us, what a great month. Yes, Jupiter will continue to be Scorpio. No mercy. No mercy, guys. The truth, out. Unpleasant. Unpleasant. Not fun. It's like that movie, that the old movie, I think from the 80s or the 90s, I don't remember when, with Matt Damon, I think one of his first movie, and he was attached to his brother, I think. They're born as twins. I don't remember the movie. And can you imagine he's sleeping with somebody in bed, and whatever you do, he likes a girl and he doesn't like the girl, but they have to do everything together. That's called a tribe. How do we learn to work as a group? How do we learn to talk to each other? How do we learn to make things better? None of us is perfect, and we'll never be perfect. Don't even try. So if I insult you or you insult me, it's part of the tribe. That's how it works. People get like shocked that somebody insults them. What are you thinking? Why there is rules in the Talmud 2,000 years ago about if somebody insults you, what to do? Why is the Talmud talk about it if it's a surprise? They wasn't surprised 2,000 years ago. They talk about it. They have all those rules there. If person steal, if person cheat on his wife, if a wife cheat on her husband, it's already there 2,000 years ago. People think that now they come up with a new idea. Before the Second World War happened, before the Nazi, before the Spanish Inquisition, before the Roman, before the Greek, before all the big empire that destroyed half of the world, it was always a group of people that spoke in the name of God to destroy the bad group. Always. Just before. And similar planet, Jupiter and Scorpio, was in the sky. Just before. When you turn the level of hate for the right reason, you will have a level of hate for no reason. You just woke up. The dark side, okay, now I'm going to hate you for no reason. If you find a reason to hate each other people, other souls will find a reason to hate you for no reason. So there is no reason to hate. You can ignore, you can disappear, but you can hate. What are you going to hate? What they did to you? Do you believe the divine is still running the show? If you don't, I'm sorry, I can't help you. But if you believe the divine running the show, that means I have to meet the wrong person. It's part of my journey. I have to meet the wrong people. That's the only way I can grow. Are they wrong? Absolutely. Prove that they're wrong. What they're doing is bad. Bad. But the divine put me there. Put me there. Now can I grow and turn things around to make it for the better? If I can't, I'm no different than them. So why am I getting angry? That's really what it's all about. I'll continue here. It say, Li, bibinluo kazet dalet lamed yud. If you spell out the word Li, which means Aquarius, begimatria ei pe'amin galgal. Without going into numbers, it's a lot of mathematics here now, but it's five wheels. What does that mean? Ainu zayin kochve lechet, והגלגל השמיני השם גבוהים בו הכוכבים. The star, there is seven planets, right? There's Mercury, Venus, Mars. Kulam betelim mishpatam deket milui adli, aynu amayim zat Torah. When a person working on themselves spiritually, and they really invest into spirituality, and add water of Torah to the bucket, add water of spirituality to the bucket, add water of transformation into the bucket, then those astrological signs not affecting you. Only then. But astrological, we all been affected. To get out of that, person has to work on the spirituality. He has to go where? To the book of the boss. What's the book of the boss? The Torah. That's the blueprint. So you start dealing with it. And then you know there is seven planets. Seven planets. Above those seven planets, there is a way out. Remember, it says, ועמך כולם צדיקים, כיוון שמזלם גם בעולם הזה הוא מזל הגברה, על ידי עוד צדיק, הוא יהיה סימן הגאולה לעתיד ברבי אבנו. And it says, in this letter, as you can see, the letter is normally not back to back. I'll show you an example. Every letter working together. The tzaddik is weird way that one letter go, half of the letter go this way and the other half go to the left. When the Messiah will come, this letter will turn, the yud will turn. And that's why we call this month, called the month of Aquarius, the preparation for the month of the Messiah. What is Messiah? Messiah is that we all together, we feel unity, we feel excited, we can never stop, we're smiling, we're happy, and we push and we push and we push to more and more spiritual growth. Remember, we have one of the greatest chances tomorrow night. Right now is the beginning of the energy. Start now. But tomorrow night, that's the shift, the big shift. And then Thursday, another shift. Till Sunday. You're going to see, those of you who know how to look at astrological chart. I don't know if I have it here. If I have it here, I will show you. Maybe I have the astrological chart here. Do I have the astrological chart here? Yeah. Wow, I'm so happy. This is a miracle. That's, you see, I already have a miracle. So, basically, show you. So we are now heavy. Heavy. Capricorn. 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 Scorpio. Scorpio. Capricorn. And Capricorn. It doesn't leave us. It's scary. Scary. It's almost like they took us by the neck, hold us, and then add more weight, more weight. Nothing. Can't. But what's going to happen? Look at this. Not now. By. Sorry. I'm so happy I have the up here. Make me so happy. No? On, I think the 19th, yeah. See how heavy it is. When is the 19th? Friday? Yeah. By Friday, the shift begins. Not completely. Aquarius come in 0.3. If you don't have to know what it is. Mercury, the communication is still heavy. Heavy. Nobody understands you, and you don't understand. And nobody want to listen. Nobody care. Nobody care. Mars and Scorpio, it's actually good. It gives you more vitality, more power. Go to the gym every day. Your body is amazing at this time. Again, that's what I'm talking about. Scorpio and Jupiter. Everybody want to say something. Everybody want to speak. Scorpio and Jupiter, I have to say what I think. And they're not wrong. Whatever they say, it's true. But it doesn't help for the klal, for the everybody. That's what's going on. But again, is it going to feel heavy? Well, this year is the year of the doer. It's not the year of the sleeper. So whoever is sleep, whoever is not want to develop themselves to the place where they need to go, I will tell you that it will not be able to give you a good service. Your bucket, every day, add something. Add something. And remember, you can't sit still. You can't sit still. You can't. Impossible. Impossible. Don't go to your phone when you go home now. Go to your pencil, pen, or computer, write down what am I supposed to do. Don't get credit for what you wrote down, because that's potential. Change it into what I'm doing it when it's the deadline. Today I'm trying to do a meeting. Somebody who needs help in LA. Debbie was next to me. Yeah, you reach out for help. So, okay, when and where? You know, New York usually when and where is when you killed it. You killed it 30 seconds. No answer yet. After he tell me what he needed, he's suffering. When and where? I get used to it because I live here 3 years, thank God, or four. I thought he died. I thought he died. But from my experience, I realized that's the way it is. I thought he died. Seriously, that's all. I was scared. Maybe something happened. Maybe he lost his phone. And then they appear 5 days later. What happened? With what? With what? My God. Remember? Oh, yeah. No, it's okay now. I don't get it. I don't get out the brain. And I refuse to be contagious with that disease. Refuse. And if you're one of those people who's sitting on a computer to hear what's good and what's bad, let me tell you the message. Go to work. You ever heard of it? Go to work. Go to work. Because there is a job to be done. And if you want to look what this one said, what this one said, what the government of Russia said to the government of the United States, and now the North Korea said to this one, and they play shishmish with each other, and I don't know what's the next thing that will be. Go to work. Go build something. It's not just work for money. Build something. Make more money so we can build an orphan for kids who don't have food, who don't have a place to sleep. Think about positivity. Positivity. There's so many good things to do. Build a place for people who sleep in the street. And teach them profession. They will go to our school. And when they go to our school, we give them bed in condition that they will study. We'll bring them teacher. We need to build this universe, not to tell where it's wrong. Yeah, there's many things wrong. You want to ask my kids what's wrong with me? They will tell you a list of things wrong with me. And then I will laugh, because there's a lot of things wrong with me. What can I do? They make fun of me about almost everything, you know? Which is great, but it's come from love, it's come from fun. But when you point the finger to what's wrong with everybody else, it's never going to end. Never going to end. Debbie, poor Debbie, without names. Today, she saw that many people were going through some rough times, so she offered the help. And they, once she offered the help, she told them, you heard about it? They blocked her name. And I started laughing. I'm driving from the valley. I said, are you serious? So yes. So why? Why? What do you think? How is ISIS start? Do you want to know? It starts from an army who tell you what's bad with everybody on the other side. It's ISIS. Do you know that? May all of us have one of the greatest months of our life. Close your eyes. Please close your eyes. Ask from the Creator to fill your bucket with all this blessing and wonderful thing to open your heart. So you can do so many great things for the universe. Helping people with no home. Helping people with no money. Helping people with no goals. Help them. So you ask the Creator, this month, use me. I want to become your tools. I want to become your tools. So you can use me to help others. Amen, amen. Thank you very much for coming, everybody. Thank you.